Well, you may be familiar with the big Carry the Load event that culminates here in Dallas coming up at the end of this month. Maybe you've even gone out there and been a part of it, and thank you so much for that. But how did it all start? We're here with Stephen Holley, Carry the Load co-founder, president, and CEO. Also, Mark Elliott as well is with us, retired U.S. Army colonel. Thank you both so much for joining us. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. So, Stephen, first off, I just want to say this. Maybe somebody comes out to the event in Dallas and they don't realize that really it's a month-long event that ends up here in DFW.
Correct. We, this morning, are sitting at the gates at West Point up here in New York, and we're kicking off our East Coast relay today. Our West Coast relay kicked off last week, and we've got a Midwest and a Mountain States that'll kick off here shortly as well. But it's a 32-day event that cumulatively covers over 15,000 miles and culminates with our Dallas Memorial March there. Memorial Day weekend.
How did the name Carry the Load come about?
Carry the Load was really born out of, my co-founder Clint Bruce had an experience a Memorial Day morning, over 10 years ago, put on a backpack, started walking around White Rock Lake there in East Dallas. He was walking to remember some friends that we'd lost, and there was some anger and some frustration and sadness there. And, Carry the Load refers to that physical burden he was carrying that morning, as well as the figurative load with the memories of those friends. So, what was started over 10 years ago in Dallas has grown into a national movement where we can continue to support our military, our veterans, our first responders and their families.
And Mark, I think you can talk to this. Yeah, how does that support that Carry the Load provides to all of those people, how does it help and in what forms does it come?
One of the things that we know is that as our servicemen and women transition out of the military, sometimes there are some things that become challenges for them, whether it's finding employment or actually trying to start a small business. But then there are other things that become challenges, whether it's addressing mental health issues or simply having other resources that they can get access to. And so Carry the Load and their nonprofits partners help fill those gaps that sometimes develop in our transition from the military. And so we at JP Morgan Chase are excited to be partnered with them, with Stephen and Clint, and be with them as they're celebrating this 10-year anniversary to really just help us remember why remembering Memorial Day and the contributions of our servicemen and women and their sacrifices are so important.
Well, thanks for a large corporation like this stepping up and doing that. And you guys aren't the only one. But so why is it so important, do you think, for Chase to be a part of this?
Well, like them celebrating that 10-year anniversary, JP Morgan Chase has been really meaningfully engaged for the last 10 years. So we're celebrating our 10-year anniversary for Military and Veteran Affairs. But we employ a lot of veterans internal to the firm. And in Dallas, we are very engaged in the Dallas market. So this is an area of growth for us. So being a part of this, this sponsorship, but also across each one of their other, legs of this campaign, we want to be part of this movement to just remind people why Veterans Day and Memorial Day are so important to us. And so Stephen is just a way, and Clint are just a way for us to get engaged, and be a part of this.
That's awesome. Now, Stephen, what was brought up earlier is that you really help, military members transition. And I would guess with the withdrawal of troops in Afghanistan, which has started now, it'll be done by September 11th, we understand. Carry the Load's going to have to step up there and be a resource.
Again, through our 50 nonprofit partners this year, those are nonprofits that have services and resources across a very broad spectrum. And having gone through that transition myself, knowing that everyone has a unique military experience, a unique transition experience. So it's important for us to collaborate across that spectrum with a number of nonprofits. And again, that transition is one area that spectrum that we're focused on, and that we continue need to remind folks how important it is as some of these troops, like you said, start coming home, and we'll be home by September.
I'm sure it's a long month for you, but how much does, just what you see here in Dallas, and I do want to focus in on that because I've been out to the event several times now, and how it really helps us remember what Memorial Day is all about each year.
You know, for our Dallas event, for all of our events, but as we're focused there on Dallas, I think the magic that we fell into, and it was completely unintended, but when you get, having been started by veterans, when you get, you know, the veteran community together with folks that don't necessarily have that direct connection, but wanted Memorial Day to mean something more than a three-day weekend to start the summer, when you get that fellowship and that interaction together, that's really the magic of Carry the Load. And, you know, at our Dallas Memorial March, you're able to learn the, you know, dozens and dozens of stories about, you know, brave men and women who've made that ultimate sacrifice. You're able to meet these families of folks that we've lost. And again, it goes back to that fellowship, that interaction. It's a very celebratory atmosphere. But at the same time, through those storyboards, through some of the more poignant moments during that weekend, it's a time to reflect and remember and to honor and to celebrate those folks as well. So Dallas is a very unique experience in that you get a 20-hour event and you get a lot of participants that are out there for that entire 20 hours. And, you know, if folks are listening that have never been a part, we'd encourage you to come out to Rivershawn Park Memorial Day weekend and take part with us.
Absolutely. Well, I want to thank you both so much for your time. If folks feel called to make a donation and to be a part of this with their finances, how do we best do that?
So you can go to carrytheload.org and you can donate through our website. And additionally, you know, Mark can tell us about Facebook and something exciting we're doing through the generosity of JPMorgan Chase.
Yeah, so Stephen just mentioned you can go out and make a contribution, but if you go to Facebook and you go to at Carry the Load and you make that contribution, we will match that up to $100,000. So it's an opportunity. We know Dallas is a market that's really engaged in this, but this is another way for people to get engaged and by making that contribution. And again, we want to magnify that contribution by, you know, matching it up to $100,000.
Outstanding. Well, thank you again, both, for your time. Really appreciate it and wish you the best this month, and we'll see you here in Dallas.
Awesome.
We look forward to it. Thank you so much.
Hey, take care. Thanks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.